It's 7:45. I'm Susan Giles Wantuck, WUSF 89.7 News. These days, former Tampa Bay Bucks and Indianapolis Colts head coach Tony Dungy works as an analyst for NBC's Sports Football Night in America. But he's also the founder of All Pro Dad, an organization committed to bringing intentional focus to fathers. The Pro Football Hall of Famer was at Gibbs High School in St. Petersburg recently to talk about the importance of fatherhood and male role models. And as he told WUSF's Kathy Carter, education is a key component of his advocacy.
Coach, you went to the White House in 2006. Was that where you first became involved with education? I understand you met the president and had a conversation.
I did in 2006, and that was kind of one of the highlights of my life. But I was involved a little bit early on because both my parents were teachers, and they stressed how important education was. My wife was a sixth grade teacher when we met, so education was important to her. And then in my 30 years in coaching, we really felt like we were educators, and we were teaching as well. So I know how important it is, and it's always been there. But serving on President Bush's Council for Service and Civic Participation just let me kind of know where we were in terms of our country and the educational process and how many kids in that decade were not finishing high school. That was alarming to me, and that encouraged me to get out and talk to our students a little bit in Indianapolis, where I was living at the time.
So you're a real advocate for fathers taking part in their kids' education, for mentors stepping in. What can a dad say to a child that's different from a mom?
You know, I think dads have the ability to, especially with boys, talk about how to think. We had a question at Gibbs High School today on racism and how we thought racism affected test scores and discipline in school. And I didn't really answer that question, but I took it to the same thing my dad told me. Things are going to happen that are beyond your control. You can't worry about those. You can only worry about the things that you can control. So I can't control what someone else thinks about other people's race, but I can control my preparedness. I can control my qualifications. I can control my attitude towards racism. And that's what we have to do. I think those are the kind of things dads can get across to boys and girls, but be that example.
When you were younger, your dad wanted you to read, and he kind of tricked you.
Yes, he did. My dad was a teacher. He knew reading was important. I didn't particularly like to read, but I liked sports. So my dad would get the sports page and say, read this about the Detroit Tigers. Tell me about the game last night. What happened? And I'd read, and then he'd quiz me on, you know, well, what happened in this inning? What happened? How'd they get the lead? And then he bought me a subscription to Sports Illustrated. So I'd get a magazine every week, and he knew I would jump in and read it. If he just told me to read for an hour, I may not do that. But when that Sports Illustrated came, I read it from cover to cover, and I got my hour of reading in, and I didn't even know that I was learning things.
You're the father of 10, 7 kids adopted. What has been your biggest challenge as a parent?
Biggest challenge really has been time management, especially when I was coaching. You're putting a lot of hours in away from the house. How can you make sure you have enough time for each one of those kids? For me, especially with the boys, that involved bringing them to work a lot. And I still take some of my boys to work at NBC. They just enjoy the time traveling, being around me. And that's what I learned more than anything, that it wasn't taking special trips. It wasn't doing big things. It was just letting them know that I was interested in their lives, answering their questions, and spending that time with them.
Just by your presence.
Just by your presence makes a big difference.
You can find more education stories at WUSFnews.org. WUSF's Kathy Carter there with Coach Tony Dungy.